Let me address a couple different things on this whole policy, because I think there's a lot of confusion going on. So first of all, I'm not going to address that engineering did it really quickly, because whatever. But let me address what's going on at the university level and what's sort of driving things. So there is going to be this discussion taking place at the university level. The provost has asked all the deans to review the sort of policy within their colleges. A number of colleges have already passed this years ago. A number of them haven't. There are about, and I don't have the exact number, a little bit less than 40%, 37, 39% or whatever, faculty who are on 12-month appointments, and about 60% who are not. So that's kind of how it goes, overall numbers. And most of those are in about three or four colleges. I think engineering, science, AgriLife is mostly not on 12-month anymore. Vet Med, and things. So it is disproportionate across the university. So here's what is being suggested. And I want to say for all the other colleges, the discussion is going to take place over this next year. So there's always been the intent to have a full discussion. Engineering got ahead of itself. So what the proposal is, and let me explain what it is and why, is yes, to stop vacation accrual. This is actually fairly standard at lots of research universities. So UT, faculty don't accrue vacation, U of H, they don't accrue vacation, things like that. Nothing in this proposal says that anybody's total salary or months of appointment is going to change. So you can still have 12 months of salary. It's just a 9 plus 3, rather than, or if you're on 11 months or whatever. And this only affects 12 months. If you're on 9, 10, 10 and a half, 11, 11 and a half, no impact at all. It's only people on 12. So what are the differences between whether you're vacation accruing or not? The differences are that if you are not vacation accruing, then you have that flexibility when we're not in class to take time off, to take those hours off, and not to sort of account for your schedule. If you're vacation accruing, by state law, you're supposed to be here 8 to 5, 5 days a week, and any time you're not on campus 8 to 5, 5 days a week when school is open, so you're not allowed to take off when classes are not in session. When campus is open, you're supposed to be here unless you've either taken sick leave, vacation time, or have filed paperwork for working, at an alternate work location. So that's not university rule, that's sort of state law. So the problem is a lot of people don't always do that. And so that's a lot of what's sort of driving this, is to make sure that we're sort of getting compliant with what state law really says. All the administrators are going to be moved off of it. I've already asked to be moved off. The provost is moving off. So all the administrators are going to move off 12-month appointments as well. Still going to get 12-month salary, but going to move off 12-month appointments. A lot of high-level administrators were brought in from the outside, were put on 11-month appointments so that they had, because otherwise they wouldn't have much vacation time, because they would come in as new employees and only earn, 2 weeks of vacation time. So they were put on 11-month appointments, so they had more flexibility to take time off. Now, how does it work with getting time off? So whenever classes are not in session, you have no obligation not to be here. And at other times, you can discuss with your department head whether or not you have the opportunity to take time off or not. So this isn't a new thing. 60% of the faculty have been doing this for a long time. There are no new details that need to be worked out. We've all been doing this for a long time. It just may not have been necessarily clearly marked on paper how it's done. But most faculty take time off, and that's not an issue, and there's nothing here to prevent that. And in fact, if you actually count up flexible hours, you have more time off on a 9 plus 3 than you actually do in terms of accruing vacation. So that's kind of the proposal in general and the intent behind it. There was always an intent to have discussion, and there will be discussion through this next year for all the other colleges. I'm not going to touch what happened in engineering, because that's just a different story.
I would hope the dean of faculties would address the fact that a good portion of the faculty were treated differently from the rest.
Yep.
And one of the things I'd like to point out In the facts, and I hope you'll be able to look at the FAQs that they have, one of the questions is, what if an associate assistant department head has summer support from an external funding agency? Can he or she be covered for a full 3 months? And it says, a faculty member with an administrative appointment can be funded on administrative contract for a maximum of 2.5 months in the summer. And then it says, if you get funded for 3 months, however, this faculty member cannot take any personal leave in the summer while funded for the entire 3 months. This does not apply to associate and assistant deans. So already, our administration in our college is treating themselves differently than they're treating the faculty. There's no consultation. There is nothing except a big, fat mandate from the dean's office that this is how it's going to be. I hope the rest of you get the opportunity to have a discussion, a good, intelligent discussion where we can understand the reasons for making the change, and maybe make the changes for people whom it's appropriate and leave the people for whom it's not appropriate on that contract. But why do our faculty get treated differently than everybody else? That is not right at all. And I hope the Dean of Faculty's office will address that disparate treatment of faculty.
Yeah, I would like to underscore what Dr. Benedict said about the colleges who still have 12-month appointments planning to have a discussion over the next year. And that, in fact, is the gist of the emergency motion that the engineering caucus would like to present after anyone else speaks, is that we also be given that opportunity to have another year to continue on the previous basis. That is, those who had a 12-month appointment in the past year would have a 12-month appointment for another year, during which time the appropriate consultation, as the rule requires, could occur in our college as well as in other colleges. So I certainly don't want to prevent anyone else from adding to the discussion before we present our motion.